Well, the first thing which I would like to share on the Kodaikanal, shall we say, the series, which started sometime, I think, in 81, was that if there is something which is certain about Bhagwan, it is his unpredictability.
Yes, that is true.
So, the year that he was in Uttarakhand, and I had gone with him, and my family had gone to a little house in Kodaikanal, which we happened to have, a very a house which was 100 years old on that, and not at all very ornate with limited accommodation. And I was in Uttarakhand with Bhagwan, and my family was in Kodaikanal. And I had told them that, look, Swami is in Ooty. I don't think that he will come to Kodaikanal, and it's better that you can wind up and come over here to Ooty. And they started to do that. And suddenly in the evening, Bhagwan says, we'll go tomorrow to Kodaikanal.
Oh.
In those days, you didn't have all this kind of elaborate STD. You had to go through the old-fashioned trunk system, which was
quite, to book a call and all that.
Which was quite an exercise to get through on the telephone. But we managed to do that. And my
which
wife…
Which year was that? If
I think the first one we started was in 81 on that. So… Right at that time, I told my wife that Swami is coming tomorrow. She didn't believe it. And next day, we started off. It takes about 8 hours to go from Uttarakhand to Kodaikanal. You drive down to Coimbatore, then go across the plains and again climb the Palani Hills. Let me just say that in that time, that house had old bedrooms, old bathrooms, and Bhagwan, we were at that time, I think, Dr. Bhagwantam, Colonel Jogarao, our C. Srinivas, and one other person, and Bhagwan. And Swami just stayed like a family member on that. And those 10 days that Bhagwan spent, at that time, there used to be only about 50 people who would come for the bhajan in the evening, which used to take place in the outside lawn. There was no bhajan hall or anything like that. But it was wonderful because where Swami's chair was put was against the setting sun. And when the sun, which was fiery red, it used to form an orb around Bhagwan's hair. And it seemed to be coming from his hair, actually. So those darshan, those days we had were wonderful on that. And I think, you know, those were days which will never come back.